Here's check on stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. In a story you'll find at the Berkshire Edge, theberkshireedge.com, a packed and raucous special town meeting was held in Great Barrington on Monday. Voters upheld a ban on sales of single-use plastic water bottles, but stopped the town's efforts to purchase land owned by a trucking company as a way to resolve a potentially costly legal dispute. In a 269-199 secret ballot vote, residents voted to keep the bottle ban passed at the annual town meeting in May on the sale of small plastic bottles that contain still water, sized 1 liter or less. A local environmental group led the charge toward what's the first such ban in Berkshire County and the fourth in the United States. Now, in a secret ballot requiring a two-thirds majority, residents killed the town's plan to purchase an eight-acre parcel on Roger Road owned by Gary and Kristen O'Brien, which the town official said would stop the clock on costs of litigation by both neighbors and the O'Briens in an escalating neighborhood conflict over noise from their company, Irish Trucking. In Sharon, the Planning and Zoning Commission has their regular meeting at 5:30 at Sharon Town Hall. Great Barrington Firefighters Association Main Street Car Show is coming up on Thursday from 4 till 9 p.m. Plenty of cars, food, and vendors all along Main Street. Music provided by Old Yankee Street Rods and Favorite 25 awards given out at 8 p.m. Car show entry is accepted for a $10 donation, with all proceeds benefiting the Great Barrington Fire Department Scholarship Fund. The Housatonic Youth Service Bureau is hosting a healing get-together for the community on Thursday, August 9th from 6 till 8 p.m. at Warren Turnpike Road in Falls Village, as you can get together and gather as a community to honor, reflect, and begin the healing process after multiple losses of youth in our area. Once again, Housatonic Youth Service Bureau, Warren Turnpike Road in Falls Village, Thursday, August 9th from 6 till 8 p.m., the community invited to get together to honor, reflect, and begin healing after the multiple losses of young lives in our area. A Midsummer Night's Party will be held in Great Barrington, Massachusetts at 6 p.m. at Gedney Farm. It's a volunteer supporting of helping volunteers in medicine by raising funds. It starts at 6 p.m. The 7th Annual 2018 Sunset Music Series continues in North Canaan on August the 9th with Maximum Dosage. It runs in between 7 and 9. Live music, food, vendors, a car, and motorcycle cruise. The Bard Music Festival presents Rimsky-Korsakov and His World. That runs August 10th through the 19th in Red Hook, New York. Bard College's 29th festival focuses on the Russian composer. More information at Bard. The 59th Annual Rose Algren Art Show featuring Cornwall artists will be held Friday from 5 till 8 p.m. and Saturday 10 till 5. August 12th from 10 until noon at the Trinity Retreat Center's Community Hall on Lower River Road, featuring paintings, photographs, drawings, ceramics, textiles, prints, linens, sculpture, and jewelry. No admission charge. 15% of the show's proceeds will benefit the Cornwall Housing Corporation. Wakanda Forever. On Friday, August 10th at 6 p.m., the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon will show the groundbreaking Marvel movie Black Panther as part of their new Teen Movie Night series. Pizza and soft drinks will be served. Registration is required. For more information or to register, 860-364-5041 or HotchkissLibrary.org. The Sprint Triathlon in Sharon will be held on Saturday, August 11th, with a start time at 8 a.m. at the Sharon Town Beach. Swim a half mile, bike 12.1 miles, and run 4.1 miles. Registration website is at active.com, or you can call 860-364-1400 for more information. The Hotchkiss Library in Sharon will be honoring Sharon's volunteers on August 11th at 11 a.m. Hot dogs will be grilled on the lawn. Children, adults too, can tour an ambulance and fire engine. Volunteers will talk about their training and experiences with the Sharon Fire Department and Ambulance Squad. Everybody is encouraged to come and thank these community members who give generously of their time and talents. More information, 860-364-5041 or HotchkissLibrary.org. The 11th Annual Sangria and Jazz Festival being held at the Hudson Chatham Winery in Ghent, New York. That runs from 11 a.m. till 6 p.m. There is no admission. A series of monthly art studio tours throughout Central and South Berkshire County continues on Saturday from 11 till 5 p.m. 33 artists will open their studio in 15 locations, including Dalton, Pittsfield, Richmond, Lenox, West Stockbridge, Beckett, Stockbridge, Great Barrington, and South Egremont. A map of the studios is available at the brochure racks at various theaters, hotels, and bed and breakfasts throughout the county, or online at berkshireartist.org. The Berkshire Botanical Garden on West Stockbridge Road in Stockbridge, Massachusetts, presents the annual Grow Show. You grow it, and they'll show it. It runs August 11th and 12th, 1 to 5 Saturday, 10 till 5 on Sunday. More information at 413-298-3926 or berkshirebotanical.org. Discovering our founders, sculptor and artist Willard Dryden Paddock, 1873 to 1956, the Kent Art Association, continuing the celebration of its 95th anniversary, is presenting the fourth lecture in its series entitled Discovering Our Founders on sculptor and artist Willard Dryden Paddock, Saturday, August 11th at 3 p.m. at the Kent AA Gallery in Kent, Connecticut. It's located at 21 South Main Street. Musician Steve Katz will perform a fundraising show for the Kent Library, an afternoon of story and song on Saturday at 4 p.m. at the Fife and Drum Restaurant on North Main Street. The show, a fundraiser for Kent Memorial Library. Katz was a founding member of the Volunteers, which won 3 Grammys. Seating is limited. Registration is required. KentMemorialLibrary.org. The fee is $20. There will be a cash bar. The next swing dance at Dewey Hall comes up on Saturday, August 11th, featuring the Useless Cans from New York's Capital Region. Doors open at 7, the lesson at 7:30. Jason Fenton live music starts at 8:30. Admission on a sliding scale of $15 to $20 or $10 with a student ID. No partner is necessary. More information at deweyhall.org. Sharon Fire Department has the Ambulance Pancake Breakfast coming up on Sunday, August 12th at the firehouse from 7 until 10:30. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and Salisbury Bank and Trust at salisburybankandtrust.com.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 126.73 to 25,628.91 yesterday. NASDAQ starts off today at 7883.66 and the S&P 500 at 2858.45. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.